Well, you know it's serious when it's been given a special name, and this one they're calling Frankenstorm, a major storm bearing down on the east coast of the United States.
This is a serious and big storm, and my first message is to all people across the eastern seaboard, mid-Atlantic, going north, that you need to take this very seriously.
It always pays to be cautious in circumstances like this. You have a potentially huge storm coming and we're right on the water. What else can we do but try to be prepared?
All the grocery stores have been emptied. I was just at Home Depot, which is a home improvement store, and every single flashlight is sold out. There are long lines everywhere. The winds have picked up, the trees and leaves are kind of swaying, and the clouds are pretty dark like you would see right before a massive thunderstorm.
It's a recurring story in the United States, it seems, and, well, the responses are recurring as well. As the storm nears, transit systems have been shut down in major cities on the US East Coast. Schools have been closed. Hundreds of thousands of people have been told to leave their homes, and airlines have cancelled services in the New York City area. The stock exchange trading floor is closed for the first time in almost 30 years, so you know it must be serious. Joining us from New York is RN Drive's own Barbara Heggan. You see, we always just send people over to where the action's happening, and Barbara's gone to New York for us. No, she's actually been having a holiday there with her family. She joins us now. Barbara, are you going to be able to get out of your holiday?
Well, that's the big concern for us, Waleed, is that we might actually end up getting stuck here in New York. I mean, we've been travelling all around the States, and we're due to fly out on Wednesday, so hopefully the brunt of the storm will have passed by then, but certainly at the moment it's looking like one heck of a storm, because of course it's not one storm, it's two storms. It's a tropical hurricane system coming in from the south. That's Hurricane Sandy, which is about to combine with a cold winter system from the north. So it's the unpredictable nature of this whole storm that's really got authorities worried at this stage.
Hence the title Frankenstorm. You can see why they would have called it that. I mean, what's the mood like in New York?
Locals here are actually a little bit blasé. I mean, we kind of spent the day, it was a fine day, really nice kind of mild temperature. We wandered around Central Park. We thought we may as well take, advantage of the good weather while we can, spend as much time outdoors as we can. But then when it was announced that the subway system, that's the big thing here, is that the transit system has just been shut down. The subway shut down, all the buses have stopped running, the trains, the bridges are closing, the tunnels are closing, the Staten Island ferry is not running. So now people were making a mad rush to get home, and that's where people will just be bunkered down now for the next, up to 36 hours, just waiting for this storm system to pass. But I must say, I'm looking out my window now, I'm staring straight up 7th Avenue up to Times Square. All the neon lights in Times Square are still flashing and as bright as ever, and I've never seen so many vacant cabs in Manhattan in my life. There's not many people wandering around the streets now, just cabs.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's going to take more than a storm to get rid of that neon, I've got a feeling, Barbara. But you say there are all these people who basically have to be confined to their homes for a period, but that wouldn't apply, I assume, to those who have been asked to evacuate, hundreds of thousands of people. Who are those people? Why are those people being asked to evacuate and the rest not?
Well, they're all in low-lying coastal areas, pretty much from South Carolina right up to Jersey. That's how massive this storm is. So anyone who's in low-lying coastal areas, they're the people who are being asked to evacuate. Anyone who's a threat of being flooded, because they're expecting a lot of storm surges. I know in lower Manhattan there's concerns about storm surges, and certainly around Brooklyn and Coney Island, places like that, they're the places where people are being asked to evacuate, and it's mandatory evacuation in some of these places along the coastal areas. It's not voluntary. So they're the people who, I guess, are most impacted, and, of course, anyone who's trying to get in or out of any of these cities along the East Coast now, because there's already more than 6,000 flights have been cancelled. In Manhattan alone, I think more than 10 million people were affected by the transit system closing down. So these are the most populous areas along the East Coast that we're talking about here. So it's a massive area that's being impacted, and a heck of a lot of people that are being impacted.
Look, Barbara, stay safe. ABC management are confirming that you're not going to be given any additional leave, so you'd better figure out a way to get home. But nonetheless, I appreciate you taking the time to speak to us. I know it's very late over there.
Good on you. Thanks, Willie.
Barbara Heggan, one of the RN Drive producers, who happens to be on holiday in New York City. I suppose there are worse places you could be stuck, aren't there? You're on RN Drive with Waleed Ali.